tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Have you checked your email lately? We're going to be talking about an email, that and more tonight at AfterBuzz. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and the panel is here.
All right. Not emailing each other, we are in studio speaking tonight. Hey, guys, my name is Christy Olsen, and you can keep up with me at Christy Reports.
Hey guys, it's Megan Stecker, and with this music, I just feel myself having a shopping montage around Beverly Hills right now. You guys can tweet me at Megan Stecker.
Fern Ronay here. You can find me at Fern Ronay. I have no witty comments to add.
With this music, I feel like I'm watching Beverly Hills, or I'm playing The Sims. Like, I feel like I'm, like, you know, like building a house on The Sims, because they play all that little whimsical music. But anyway, let's talk about tonight's episode, and it opened up with Soul Cycle, and this was such an LA thing. Everyone I know does some type of spin, so it's like, of course, and on top of it, it's a charity event for the agency, so it's like, brings everything full circle in that respect. Lisa Vanderpump was just not having it. What'd you think?
Oh, she was ready to have it for 4 to 5 minutes. Oh, wow. She was gung-ho to do it for that long.
Sounds like her sex life. You know what I loved about seeing this was I have a friend who's in PR who's always like, have you never done Soul Cycle? We have to go. I have to go. I'll get you a free pass. We'll go together. It's oh my God, there's like candles and it's like so great for your spirit. And I'm thinking like, what the? I don't get it. Now I'm glad I saw what it was. That instructor was the most, that was like everything for me. I loved it. It's so over the top. I don't think I could do that class. Because first of all, working out that hard is like not for me. No. I'm like, can we go for a bike ride on the beach? Like, I'm up for that. But, yeah. I mean, he was everything.
I loved it. I loved his inspiring, like, trying to, you know, motivate them with his inspirational quotes. I loved it. I thought it was hysterical. But I loved how Lisa was like, can I just buy them a house? Like, end the misery. Yeah. Like, I'll buy these people a house.
It was exactly what I thought it was going to be like. I've never taken one class, but I think it's exactly what I thought.
No, and the cheese factor is a little high for me. Like, if someone's going, you know, push it, you can do it. I'm like, I just want to be like, please be quiet so I can work out. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a thing here. I mean, everyone's taking some type of cycle class. So that was very LA. Then they went to a place that I was surprised that they went to. They went to Frida Mexican Cuisine. And to me, this is like nothing that I would expect to see on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Have you been there?
I haven't been there, but I've heard of it. And there's actually a much bigger Frida's in, okay. I think it's in Glendale, that's really popular. That you is like big true. And fancy.
Yeah.
So I think this is just like Beverly Hills' little Frida stand, outpost. If you will.
Yeah.
And the food is supposed to be very good. And it is considered sort of upscale for Mexican dining, which I love Mexican food. Mm. Mm-hmm. When they're mixing the guacamole at the table, you know you're in the right place.
I like that. I'm just not surprised that Grant is shading on tonight's restaurant choice, because he's never happy with the restaurant choices. No. But I mean, you gotta think about it. It's where production is allowed to be. Right. I guess it's not that easy to find new locations to film all the time. They probably get turned down by all the good places.
Yeah. That's true. To me, it looked like a place you go to grab like lunch to go. It didn't look very nice.
Oh, shade. It like Chipotle level.
He's putting it at Chipotle level.
I just don't think Frida's gonna be mad.
Oh, Frida, what are you gonna do?
I'm not going anywhere. Chips.
No good. No. And so I was just surprised to see this was a venue that the whole cast at. Usually we're used to seeing tablecloths, and then, of course, later on we see that there's, like, a barrage of animals running around in a wine garden. So it's like, you know, you never know what you're going to get on this show, but I didn't expect Frida's. Anyway. Yolanda says that she could potentially, and we visit from last week, she could potentially call Lisa Rinna bipolar. And then Yolanda says that her situation is worked out with Rinna and that Kyle keeps bringing it up. This went on for like 20 minutes of airtime. They kept cutting back and forth to this restaurant. You know, it doesn't seem like anyone's really over it. What do you think?
I thought it was rude how Kyle and Lisa Vanderpump were whispering. That was rude. And she was like, we're having a private conversation. No, you're not. You're at lunch with a bunch of other people, so you can't do that. And they were talking about Yolanda. So I thought they were rude. They were wrong from the start. They shouldn't have brought it up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I kind of watched the whole thing happen. Like, what are they even talking about? Why are they arguing? Like, why is everyone so angry? I felt confused.
I was so confused. I couldn't figure out, like, when the argument started, why the argument started, who had said what. We're bringing up things that we've been fighting about for the past 4 weeks. So all in all, I felt very confused. I didn't think the edit lent itself to helping us understand the fight either.
No. Yolanda kept saying that Kyle made it her business to get involved. And then they went back and forth to the flashback with, you know, are the kids really sick? And then, I mean, I don't know. Kyle kind of was right in that sense. Like, we're all involved because we were all in that, you know, we're all, you put us there, I guess. But I don't know. It's weird. It's like, what are you all talking about?
Well, I
it's
had
the same thing.
I had a problem with Kyle being like, oh, yeah, Lisa Vanderpump, you're right. You didn't say anything about the kids. And it's like, well, then, Kyle, why don't you tell Yolanda that you were asking? Why don't you take responsibility for that so that we all know that LVP wasn't saying anything?
Good point.
And they kept talking about the bipolar. Like, they were saying after, you know, they resolved it, after they hugged it out, they still brought up that you brought up she might be bipolar on camera, and that wasn't cool. So they're talking about Yolanda's issue while she's sitting there. It was wrong. Yeah.
I was shocked that Rinna didn't find time in her very busy schedule to come to this lunch. She doesn't miss out on a thing.
Well, they tried to make it appear that she was filming with Jenny McCarthy at that time. But who knows?
Yeah, I thought Jenny taped in New York. I'm almost
so
confident
that
she does.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm almost confident.
Oh, well, since she's not on The View anymore, does she tape here maybe?
No,
maybe she was here. Maybe she was here for something else, and that's why she had Lisa in. Like, oh, hey, I'm in LA, and I had my friend stop by.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, at this restaurant, Yolanda did mention something that made sense to me. She is questioning, and this said she's flat out suspicious of Vanderpump and Kyle's friendship. Mm. You know, they had the flashback, or they were on again, they were off again, and this is something we've talked about. I still say these women are friends for the show. You know, I think that they kind of see each other coming and going, and they're just kind of doing it to have each other's back, but they're not truly biffs.
Right.
That's so funny.
And I think they see each other as the most, like, formidable opponent, and they know that they just don't want to go there. Mm-hmm. Like, as far as Beverly Hills goes, they are two of the most wealthy, most powerful women kind of in the clique, in the groove. You know what I mean? I feel like they both know that it's not in their best interest to go up against each other.
Yes, it's a beautiful, like, frenemy alliance, survivor style. Like, you have to have an alliance with someone or you're booted out. So I think it's like it's like the OGs are come together, like, okay, no matter what, we've got this as a business deal so that, you know, we're never alone at a party. We at least have each other. And they try to have each other's back. It doesn't work out because they're not true friends.
That's what it feels like to me. Like, they're the two original cast members. They're in it together. They're not going anywhere, they hope. So I feel like, they're sticking together.
Yeah. Well, Yolanda mentioned in the course of the conversation that she was over the conversation about her kids being involved, but then she still carried that into the chat. And then Lisa Vanderpump suddenly had somewhere to go. She was like, I'm out. I'm not talking about this anymore. And then so she left Kyle to sit by herself. What did you think of that moment?
Well, that's what LVP does when she can't manipulate the situation or she's not getting her way. She just gets the hell out of there. I don't blame her.
Mm-hmm. All she does is dance around, jump out of the situation. It was so weird to me that 5 minutes before, Yolanda had showed up with flowers for her, which they didn't even seem like things had sat well with them the previous episode. So I was like, why is Yolanda bringing flowers? But then we saw Lisa say, it was noted, like in a good way. It's so Lisa. She's such an avoider.
I didn't like how she said it was noted. Like, you're keeping track. Like, everyone has to be, like, on your, you know, good list. Like, who do you think you are?
She's
like,
always keeping a record.
And, but it's not, like... Yeah,
Bobby she is. Fischer all, thing.
Totally. Mm-hmm. She's always playing chess. She's always keeping a record. But she rarely acknowledges it, I think. Like, to be like, it's noted. Like, I'm the queen and I keep record and you better know it was surprising to me. And it put me off a little.
Yeah, that she just called it out. She didn't, like, keep her cards kind of close to the vest. Yeah.
And that it was noted, but it didn't mean much. when you took off with your flowers in tow.
Yeah. Well, Lisa Rinna talked about staying relevant tonight. So to do so, she talked about strap-ons on Jenny McCarthy's show.
Because that's, like, super relevant.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned Jenny earlier, and, you know, we questioned where this was actually recorded. I know we mentioned this, but, yeah, I mean, you know.
Now, was this recycled interview from last year? Because she wouldn't give up talking about, like, I need to stay relevant last season. Oh. And I was like, wait, is that from this season? Or are they recycling her interview from last season?
Mm. That would be really desperate.
Is anyone tired of the interview backgrounds? Has anyone noticed this? The looks, the backgrounds have been the same all the way through.
I don't like Rinna's background. Nope. I like Erica's background.
Tired of that.
It's like their houses,
all washed out in hers.
Yeah, but Eileen's it's like, put them in a better place. Their houses are beautiful. Like, let's figure it out. Mm-hmm.
Put them by the pool.
Right?
Yeah. It's 300 days of sunshine here. Yeah. Take advantage of it.
I don't like the look of it. I'm just tired. I'm just something I pointed out. Because then when they had that preview for what's coming up towards the end, they showed a lot of the same looks. And I'm like, God, I mean, we gotta mix it up. Especially if we're going to take a turn. It looks like we're going to take a turn with this show. So, more on that coming up. So, anyway, let's talk about... Erica and Catherine had their boxing that was kind of cut from the show and then copied in. Yeah. And then they had their lunch. And the scene was interesting to me as we saw it play out. So, you know, we're learning more about Erica. She's, you know, kind of, I guess we could say she's a guy's girl, more or less.
Yeah.
I think she's a boy's girl.
Yeah. So, I mean,
she's an old man's girl.
Burn.
I like it. So, you know, they talked about her being sensitive, and she flashback to a middle school flashback. I mean, we think we all have those, right? I mean, we all had middle school still comes to the top of my mind when I think of things in my life I'd rather not revisit. And then she talked about her relationship with her grandmother, which, of course, I can relate to. You know, I mean, I thought it was kind of a nice moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so overall, she had that moment with Catherine, and then, you know, kind of talking about how she needed, you know, girlfriends, and Catherine said, you know, well, I really want to be your friend and, like, really want to know more about you, and, you know, you can really count on me to be there for you. And I was like, this girl's trying way too much.
Yes.
I've never built a... Excuse me, I never built a good friendship with someone starting off saying, I really want to get to know you because I just really want to be friends with you. Isn't it organic to build a friendship? Shouldn't it be?
She is so thirsty, I want to hand her a Gatorade. Like, it is, like, so basic that she's like, really want to be your friend. Tell me your story. Like, honey, we're not filming season one of Real Housewives. Like, do your homework. Realize how it's done. Like, just start acting like you guys are already friends. And maybe we won't be questioning why you're being like, I really want to be your friend. Like, she's not playing the game well. She thinks she's playing the game well.
The game well would be picking one of the OG ladies to be BFFs with. You know, hooking up with the other new girl is not going to keep either one of you on this show. And I think that's her main goal.
Right. Yeah.
I know certain people are really taken to Catherine, but I'm still not there.
Really? I'm not there either.
I really like her realness. I appreciate that she's like, came out the gate a strong horse, but I don't know. It's thirsty.
Well, we want to know what you think of Catherine. Let us know in the comments below and your opinions about the show in general. Let us know, give us a thumbs up, and of course go on iTunes as well and rate us high. That would be great for all of us. And now a word from our sponsor. You need to know how to cook, and Blue Apron has it there for you. Not only do you feel like you'll know your way around a kitchen, but cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout again. But where do you start? Blue Apron has you covered. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers the fresh ingredients that you need to create a home-cooked meal. Just follow the easy step-by-step instructions. Each meal can be prepared in under 40 minutes or under, 40 minutes or less, and there are no overwhelming trips to the grocery store, and you can be right in your own kitchen preparing dishes. And there's a variety of things that you can make. You can make beet pasta with greens, goat cheese, fennel, and walnuts. Mm. There's something.
That's delicious.
Charred broccoli over creamy polenta with poached eggs. There's another one. And I think I had said these before because I had little marks next to the ones that I have said. Because these are the ones I could pronounce. But yes, there's miso honey roasted chicken and baby sweet potatoes with stir-fried sesame bok choy. So, you know, there's a lot of different things. You can use different ingredients you've never cooked for, you know, like watermelon radishes, farro, purple potatoes. And recipes are ranging between 500 and 700 calories per portion. Delicious and good for you. Right now, you can get your first two meals for free at blueapron.com/podcast. That's blueapron.com/podcast. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. All right.
All right.
Now let's cook up some drama.
Since we had a little cut anyway, I wanted to say one of the folks in the chat, Shell A, said that Yolanda should stop sending emails, that Yolanda sent Bella an email after her drunk driving arrest that got out. I didn't know that. I've never seen this, but thank you for the tip. I will be Googling, and I'll keep you all posted.
How did that get out? If you said a mother sends her daughter an email, where how does it get intercepted?
That sound probably forwarded it to someone, was like, look what my mom wrote, thinking she's forwarding it to a friend, and then the friend
maybe Yolanda CC'd a bunch of people.
So before we get into the email, let's talk about the advice or the conversation that was had with Erica and Catherine re Lisa Vanderpump. So basically it was like, you know, she shoots from the side. She's a sniper. And she's selectively honest. I like that. I can totally relate to her labeling LVP selectively honest. What did you think?
That was the nicest way to put some stuff. I didn't have a problem with it. I didn't think it was offensive. When you can describe someone in an intelligent way like that instead of being like, oh, you know, she's a manipulative jerk.
Bitch, it's easy to call someone a bitch.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and this is just so well said. I like it.
I think she didn't she say half of that to her face anyway?
Kind of. Well, didn't her husband say it the week before? Her husband called her an alligator. Now he's just calling him a sniper.
Right. And I felt like she wasn't saying, I don't like Lisa and she's a bitch, watch out. I didn't think that that's what she meant by that. So that got a little crazy at the end when Catherine kind of misconstrued.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I feel like if I were Lisa watching this, I would be like, didn't we just have a double date? We had fun. And now you're behind my back saying I'm a sniper who shoots from the side and isn't completely honest all the time. I don't know. I would be a little turned off by it.
See, up until this point, I was wondering what Erica really had to say about Vanderpump. So I'm glad to see that she's a smart one and she's got her number straight out the gate. It makes me like Erica more. In that she doesn't have to get burned to figure out who, you know, Vanderpump really is, in my opinion.
But do you think she should have said it just to Catherine?
No.
On cam?
No, but she could have told me. I mean, I'd like to know what she thinks, but I mean, I don't
tweet us, Erica.
Yeah, I don't know if she should have told Catherine anything. It's too early to trust Catherine, in my opinion.
Yeah, especially like Megan was saying, that or someone who's like, I'm going to be your genuine first real woman friend. Like, don't tell this woman anything. That should be a red flag. Do not tell this woman anything.
Yeah.
I mean, trust has to be earned, especially when you've been burdened, you're sensitive, and you're worried about that. Like, you know, I think Erica got too comfortable there.
Catherine is like, I'm like, watch out. She's like Kathy from the block. She's all about being tough. Like when she was saying, like, it's hard work, bitch, when people ask her, like, why does your body look so great? Like, calm down. Like, we don't even know you yet.
It's a little much. Yep. So the email that happened, let's talk about it. The scolding email to Kyle was, you know, sent through Beverly Hills with many CCs.
With many a Beverly Hill resident copied.
And can you guys imagine who was blind CC'd on that one?
Oh, good point. Right? Really feel like that's really messed up to do. If you're pissed at someone and you're so pissed that you don't want to even speak to them, that you feel like you have so much to say, you need to write it in an email just to get it all out at once. How dare you involve, was it six other people? Oh my God.
And to write it in the middle of the night says a lot to me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. First of all, I thought she was sleeping around the clock. I don't know how she has this time for this, but. And then she's saying, like, you know, first of all, I think everything, you need to wake up, you need to have a good night's sleep and deal with stuff in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, you know, I don't think that you should be writing anything because we all have, like, you know, late night feelings and thoughts and stuff like that. Maybe sleep on it. That's what they say, sleep on it. So I don't think it was a wise decision to write anything like that because you're going to say something you regret.
Mm-hmm. The CCing she definitely shouldn't have done, but I think it was a sassy way of implying, like, well, you're going to tell everybody anyway. You guys are going to sit somewhere and read it out loud from your phone. I might as well just CC everybody. Mm-hmm. Again, it's that people keep saying that she's being passive aggressive, and she really is.
I mean, that is passive aggressive. Yeah. In an email?
Mm-hmm.
She should have said, I'm CCing everyone just so that it's out there and you can't say, you sent me an email saying this and everybody sees it and everybody sees what I'm trying to say.
Great point, Fern. Because everybody wants to bring that kind of stuff up at the reunion and then like whip out their phone and read a quote from it. It's like, this way everybody saw it. And no one really seemed that shocked. Like when Rinna came over to talk to Kyle about it, it didn't seem like it was like that huge of a scandal.
Right. And the general thing, the basis in the email was that Yolanda felt there was a lack of compassion and it was not a pretty look.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it boiled down to. So
that I'm over here. So sassy. I'm over here reading this email she sent to Bella.
Oh! you found it quick, huh? How
yes,
did you not
girl.
Know about this?
How long is this
shamed.
Email?
I'm shamed.
I don't know. It seems like it cut right off.
Hmm.
I cleaned your car and destroyed all the evidence of chaos you created that I am ashamed of and truly hope to never see again. Life in my home has changed forever. Poor Anwar, his life is going to be miserable.
Oh, and that's the end of it, where it cuts off. Is this a real thing, though?
Because if she really cleaned
it doesn't
her
sound
car
like Yolanda, though, yeah. to speak that way. It doesn't sound like her voice.
I Bella, I just got your car back from the pound. Is it like the impound?
The impound, yeah.
yeah. And I was looking for your purse, and I stumbled across the most disastrous car I've ever seen in my life. I'm really in tears and really scared. Who are you? What were you thinking? You literally turned into a spoiled, unthankful, unthoughtful kid. I don't know. This really doesn't sound like her.
I feel like those are the things
that she would say, though. Like, you know, your brother is upset about this, and you've really disappointed us, and I can't believe that, you know. I don't know. Half buying it. We'll do some more investigating.
Yes.
That's the thing. We only know a certain Yolanda. We don't know the real, true, and the you know, when the door is shut and for the night, what's really, you know, who she really is.
I mean, we're definitely seeing a different Yolanda the past few weeks.
Right.
She's taken everybody to court.
Yeah, and to that point, she mentioned that she's got a vault of stuff about Kyle.
Yeah, that's so not her.
No.
Like,
maybe it's the real
her. Like, I hold a lot in the vault. And Kyle's like, well, what do you mean by that? And then she didn't explain herself, really.
At first, when she said it, it didn't sound like a threat to me. And then afterwards, I was like, well, it is kind of a threat.
I think she misspoke. I agree. I think she meant, like, I hold a lot of things in. I don't always express my feelings.
Oh.
And she said, I hold it in the vault. Vault's not the right word. But I was shocked at how immediately Kyle was like, what do you know about me?
Yeah.
That was what I took from it. You thought so, too?
Yeah, I think that maybe it was just an example of her English not being great.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She just chose the wrong word.
Mouse and Howelson.
We didn't get that at all tonight, did we?
Let's talk about the dinner party the day after Lisa Vanderpump's birthday.
Another disastrous meal.
I know. Always do what women do is eat.
The food looks great. I was getting hungry watching, honestly.
I don't know. I need to see them do a little bit more. The Soul Cycle thing was one thing, but I mean, you know, besides floating from restaurant to restaurant, and then
it's been the whole season. That's all we're getting is everyone talking about this, then talking about this, then talking about what we talked about. It's really
at least they're not doing
stagnant.
Fake scavenger hunts around Beverly Hills this year.
Yeah, that was a little odd. But it was some action anyway. But we got to see Lisa's wine bar, and she was in a competition with Bethany. All right, whatever. Do we care? I mean,
what was she trying to say? Like, I didn't want to say anything bad about Bethany's because I knew mine was better.
I guess.
I thought she was saying that she built it because she saw it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That she went home and built one.
That was a really short amount of time.
And they've shown that before.
They showed it on Vanderpump Rules when Sheena was about to get engaged. Yes. So she's had it.
Well, then it's time for her to show it off.
It was her being shady about, like, well, I knew Bethany wanted us to say hers was so nice, but here's mine. Shade. It's so cold in here with the shade.
So as soon as they sat down at the table and the pleasantries were, you know, interacted and back and forth, then they said, "Did you see that email?" It was like, okay, right, Kyle, right to it. Did you see the email? And then, well, I don't know if you caught this, but this is what I saw. I saw Lisa Vanderpump sit down at the table and she said, "We know she has Lyme disease." As if to say, like, yeah, we get it. All right, now what? It seemed like she was saying, like, almost like eye roll.
Oh. I don't know. I missed that.
Yeah, and maybe that still stems from Yolanda thinking that everyone's questioning her.
Well, yeah, because it was response to the email and how, like, they weren't, what did she say? That they had lack of compassion and she thought it wasn't a good look. But it was just like, Lisa Vanderpump seems so tired with the storyline, as tired as we are. But that's all there is to talk about. But I was like, interesting.
You know what I noticed about this? It's just hitting me now. The way that they filmed that whole scene, they filmed it as if Lisa was at the head of the table when it was a circular table. So it was kind of like Lisa holding court at her house, sitting at the head of the table. And then all the drama somehow ended up revolving around her. But they were already shooting her dead on.
That's true, yeah.
Just a thought. Just a thought bubble there.
So Catherine spoke of her time with Erica, and she said, yeah, she shed 6 tears, and she talked about her grandmother, and she had no expression, and, she talked about you, Vanderpump. We talked about you and your web.
So
the worst friend you can find. Catherine, shame on you for telling this girl that doesn't have a lot of female friends that you can count on yourself to be a good friend. That is disgusting. And it's on camera, and I'm glad it is. That's lousy, and that girl should not be friends with you.
Amen.
Just saying. I feel like we've all had, like, kind of, like, a friend that was kind of lousy. So I, like, you know, don't want to see Erica get involved with that nonsense. Mm-hmm. She's trying too hard.
Yeah, and I feel like she's too confident and too cool to let that bother her anyway.
Right.
Like, it'll all come up, I'm sure, eventually. And she'll be like, whatever, who cares? F you, Catherine, whatever.
And Catherine will just be the one who looks bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As she should. I mean, that is like, that girl went point by point on what was, at least what we saw, at that lunch.
But exaggerated it greatly. Right. I mean, she wasn't even using the same word. She even admitted in her interview, like, well, that's not exactly what she said, but that's what I'm going to say she said.
She's playing such, like, basic games that I'm like, what city are we watching? Like, this is not Beverly Hills level, honey. Like, no.
I agree.
It's maybe another city level, but not that really.
Yeah, like those Potomac women who are really just, there's just absolutely nothing going on. I mean,
I'm waiting for the first weave pull from them. Like, from what I saw on the first episode, the way they would speak to each other. Yeah. Oh my God.
Not a lot going on over there.
Oh, well, I didn't even start because I have too many housewives saturating my life right now.
In the chat roll, Nightwing and Hector are agreeing with us. Erica can cross Catherine out. Catherine is not a nice girl.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah.
They use different words. I just cleaned that up. appreciate your guys' passion about the show. It's good. It's good.
So Eileen thinks that she has, the reason behind all of this coming up with the commentary that Erica had about Lisa Vanderpump. She thinks it all goes back to her and Lisa in the Hamptons.
It is all about her, right?
I mean, I like Eileen, and I was actually really happy with how she, you know, this last couple of scenes here, she really kind of held her own, and I was glad to see her, the camera on her, and it was about, you know, her, but I don't think this was about her for Erica, you know?
Right.
You know, it was like, I don't get her true logic, though, because I don't know, how could Erica's motivation for saying something bad about Lisa Vanderpump be because of Eileen's experience in the Hamptons about Lisa Vanderpump asking her too many questions?
It was weird. It was almost like Eileen was trying to calm down Lisa Vanderpump over the comment of, like, Erica's talking smack about you behind your back. And I think it was almost like Eileen was trying to calm her down. But because LVP wasn't, like, accepting her explanation of it, she launched into like, well, here's what you do with me, for example. And then, of course, that does nothing but enrage LVP because she has never and will never apologize because she is never wrong in LVP world.
Yep.
I mean, she's just always going to hold court as Queen Bee. She's never, ever, ever going to give anybody
She couldn't even make eye contact. Like, she was, like, scooping up the salad. Like, and she's like, I have a habit of minimizing.
She just kept
she
talking
She was busy
it
at that table. Yes. She found things to do.
I mean, she would not stop talking about the menagerie. Oh, the ponies are in the wine bar. The ponies. And Eileen's like, and here we are. Not, yep, and we're avoiding, and we're not, and I can't, you know.
Eileen pointed out that she glosses things over that are never resolved, and then, you know, she always manages to get out of it. She gets under it. She gets out of it, no matter how she is. And once again, Eileen just kind of sat and just watched Vanderpump just get busy at that table of doing things.
Well, I think what got crazy was I saw Eileen starting to get mad, and she started pointing like this when she was trying to make her points. And I was like, this is not going anywhere good. Because Eileen's so cool, calm, and collected usually. And she's very grown up and mature about talking to you if she has a problem. I mean, only really been Lisa Vanderpump, I think. Well, this season at least. It was just a really weird vibe.
Yeah. I've been wondering what the hell Eileen's been doing on this show for like two seasons. But lately, I like really appreciate her analysis of people and how she like broke Lisa down. And like, I think her years in soap have like helped her understand. I don't know. It's like a psychology degree. Like, she understands people, and I like it.
She's very organic on the show. It's like you're really watching just a person being normal, which is so foreign.
Yeah.
It stands out.
See, I'm so biased because I like her on the show because I know her from the soaps. So I want to see what her story is.
Yes, but Kristen and John, yes.
If I didn't know her, then I wonder what my opinion would be about having her as a cast member. Because I'm very quick to like say, this woman isn't working, this woman doesn't bring anything. Yeah. But I like her for her being her. So I'm like, you know, I'm on the train of Eileen. But Eileen said that Lisa Vanderpump feels attacked every time she talks. These women eventually had to just agree to disagree. They were reaching a stalemate between the two of them. There was an apology, but Eileen wasn't buying it. I mean,
they both looked really pissed at each other at the end.
Yeah.
Like, I thought there was like maybe some wine-induced extra anger there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, probably.
LVP had a funny look in her eyes. she was pointing and swearing.
She did, yeah. I mean, she did have a point. Eileen did come to the house. She did bring a card after the birthday. But she did have a point about, like, talking about, you know, you are in my house and you're going to bring all this up. But, I mean, it's so nonsense. I mean, is it really that big of a deal?
Right.
I mean, how much can we say about this? You know, I feel like it's like such a blip.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a blip. And Eileen, you know, I thought you had this conversation and you already knew that you weren't going to get an apology out of it. And you knew that you were going to get the brush off, and you got the brush off again.
And you wore that leopard print dress again tonight that we saw in that one episode where she had lunch with Lisa Rinna and they were both wearing leopard.
At first,
I was like, maybe it was her. Maybe she's coming from work and it was like the same day of her character shooting. You know, but no. That was just her and her wardrobe.
You know what? I do remember now because she went to that Frida restaurant, right?
Yeah.
She did wear that previously. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in the same episode?
No, not in the same episode. But it was only a couple episodes ago when she had lunch with Rinna and she wore that same dress, girl. Well, that's not Ashley's dress. That's Eileen's dress.
Yes. Well, you know, I think, like, a lot of these women have stylists, but I don't think maybe, like, for the show, you know, just to have, like, a new outfit to wear on the show. And I don't think that's a priority for Eileen. I think she's enough going on that she's not that worried about it.
She more or less said that last week with the bags and the whole thing.
Yeah, that's true. And, in fact, I was looking at some clips from last year. Remember she was wearing, like, this weird, like, overall thing? She had a weird style last season with the hats and stuff. So she's, you know, she's getting there. She's catching up, and I mean it's you know, it's kind of, it gives us something to talk about. If everyone else looked, you know, the same, then I don't know, gives us something to talk about.
Yeah, like when the OC Housewives used to be like freaking sextuplets, like they all had the same dumb shirts with the crystals, like the fake rhinestones on the middle.
They had
like
a name for them.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what that
tweet
was.
It to us. It's escaping me.
Yeah.
Oh, one of those things. Yeah, I miss the OC ladies. I really miss them. Mm-hmm. I need them to come back soon. So let's take a look at some news and gossip.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV.
Well, we've had a lot of discussion about Faye and her role in this whole O.J. Simpson trial. And I just read some things that are in her book, some excerpts on the internet that I thought you guys would be interested in. She writes in her book about three separate trips to rehab. This is something that we were kind of wondering about last week. She says that she relapsed in the months before Nicole's death, and Nicole actually held an intervention for her that Chris and Bruce at the time were at, that she was snorting and smoking coke 2 to 3 times a day and cutting the edge with Valium, and that actually she did decide to go into rehab after the intervention that Nicole had for her and had been in rehab for only 3 days when Nicole was killed. And Fern, you probably remember this, but OJ's lawyers actually tried to pin the murder on Faye, saying that it was Colombian drug lords that thought mistaked Nicole for Faye.
Yeah.
So those were just things I'd never heard before that I thought you guys might find interesting.
They dropped that in last week onto People versus OJ Simpson. They had OJ bring that up as a theory.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Well, I don't remember that either.
But I mean, that might have just been the writers trying to drop it in a way that was fictitious. But they had OJ say to his lawyers, anybody checked into Faith? She's, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was like that kind of situation.
Well, these housewives are all over the place on more than one show, more than two shows. We know that Kyle has been shooting The Celebrity Apprentice. There was major spoilers that came out a week ago about a task that they were doing with See's Candy here in L.A. And we know which celebrities were missing, as in have already been cut from the show, and Kyle was one of them. Kyle, Snooki, Carney Wilson, and three other stars were absent. We can assume that she was cut early on in the show. So sorry, I should have said spoiler alert! But we will definitely be covering that one, too. Yeah. And Erica gave a little interview, which I thought was incredibly interesting. She just talked about why she became Erica Jane. She says in 2007, she wanted to be creative and perform. In 2010, she created her own record company because she wanted to have control of the music. And she has a new website, ericajane.com, with a store opening soon that will have just one item, a shirt with a reportedly not safe for work saying. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be a C-U-N-T-Y.
It rhymes with hunting.
Yeah. And Yolanda experienced a little bit of social media backlash this last week. I don't know if you guys saw this. She was talking about Big Ange from Mob Wives, who passed away from cancer. And she was commending Big Ange for going on TV and talking about her struggle, which she did just days before she passed away, and was supporting her. But Yolanda also said, you know, cancer is a visible disease, whereas Lyme is invisible, and was just sort of making that connection. Right. And people were outraged. They were saying, this is not the time. These things are not related. How dare you? I mean, I thought she was trying to sort of commend Big Ange, and so I was surprised people had a problem with it. And just one more little thing, you guys know, the mother-daughter experiment, Celebrity Edition, starring the Kim Richards and daughter Kimberly, premieres next Tuesday on Lifetime.
Oh, boy.
Don't miss it. It looks juicy. They released another, like, kind of preview trailer of Kim and Kimberly in therapy, and I think we are going to get to know a lot more about Kim than we even know already.
Doing the most.
Kim, I can't think of a worse thing for you to do.
Right?
I couldn't think of a worse thing for you to do.
Seriously. 75K, baby.
And she didn't she do Diving with the Stars or something?
Oh my God. And this is all on the heels of Monty passing away. That this will be out and she'll be looking poor. Like, it'll be a poor showing for her. Mm-hmm. Oh God, this is not good.
She does not need the stress.
No.
No, the last thing she should be doing is TV right now. She's done TV for a very long time, you know? Like, just know when to take a break. You got other things to deal with, Kim. We'll be seeing Kim, though, coming up. And with that, let's lead to predictions. As I shake my head at Kim. Predictions. So it looks like we're going to be seeing, in the course of the rest of this season, a bunch of people coming back. Brandy, Kim. That witch isn't going to be on there, right?
Carlton, no, huh?
Okay, all right. Then I can keep watching. Okay, good. A couple things stood out to me. I'm very interested to see things amp up between Rinna and Yolanda. Rinna's even going as far as saying she's more manipulative than Lisa Vanderpump. So, okay. I like how they have to say full names in this. You know, I don't know why. This gets to me. And then the Dubai trip. I love when these women go on vacation. I say this every housewife because these women are forced to interact with each other all day long. So that'll be interesting. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what comes up. And I think that the show's going to take a new turn. And it's might really really get more juicy. Maybe some new stuff, new stories.
Yeah, I think we're actually going to be glad to see Brandy Glanville. And I can't believe I'm saying that. Because I think she's going to come in and mix stuff up. And she's the kind of character where she only needs to come in one time and have one conversation. They will be talking about her and what she said. And it will cause a whole stink for the whole rest of the season.
You're right.
What did I write down? Nothing good. I'm very excited for Dubai. Just because I think it looks like it's going to be a fantastic, like, mesmerizing, visual, great trip. And then they're going to fight on top of it. It's going to be great. But I am very excited for the drama with Rinna and Yolanda. Because we've never seen Yolanda in this position where she's really having a lot of issues with people and fighting back and being a little catty. And for the fact that Rinna is doing the most and saying, you're more manipulative than Lisa Vanderpump, like, give me a break. So it's going to be good, I think.
I'm excited for one scene that I cannot wait to see how it plays out is Mr. Girardi kicking Catherine out of his house. It will be the greatest thing that happens this season, and I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
That's major. Kicking somebody out. Yeah. So major. So she must have really put her foot in her mouth or something.
Oh, I'm excited for that, too. I even forgot about that one. A lot of little things in there. Yeah. So we'll have to keep an eye open for what's coming up next. In the meantime, you can let us know your thoughts, and you can support us with all that we do and by following us on social media. Fern, where can we find you?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Ronay. Sex in the City meets Ghost is how I describe my first novel, which will be released very soon, so follow me for release information.
Yes.
Yay! And you guys can find me, Megan Stecker, on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. It's all at Megan Stecker. And check out last night's Vanderpump Rules after show here from AfterBuzz TV. We had a lot of good, like, spoilers and updates on some relationships. Mm. It was good stuff from Jesse Montana.
I'm going to go home and watch that. Well, guys, if you want the scoop on the Mother-Daughter Experiment Celebrity Edition, the cast, and what you're going to see, I have a preview. I will be posting tomorrow, Wednesday, at ChristyReports.com. And please also follow me on Instagram at ChristyReports. I really appreciate it.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And you can always check me out talking more smack on Grants Rants Hollywood Talk Podcast. Again, we had the episode with Megan that was out, and it's doing really well, and that was our Valentine's Day episode, so that's still up there as well. Everything's up there. Check it out. That'll do it for us for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills spinning a web.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.